This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Harsh parenting linked to weaker stress regulation in children, new research shows. Children who experience harsh parenting demonstrate significantly impaired development of stress regulation mechanisms, according to the original Medical Express report. The findings underscore the neurobiological pathways through which early adversity shapes emotional and physiological resilience across the lifespan. Significant deficit children exposed to harsh parenting show measurably poorer stress regulation development compared to peers raised in supportive environments. Stress regulation development by parenting style. Comparative assessment of cortisol response and emotional regulation capacity in children aged 6-12 source. Developmental Neuroscience Literature Review. Georgian Medical Journal News. The Neurobiology of Parental Stress. Harsh parenting, characterized by punitive discipline, emotional withdrawal, and unpredictable responses, activates prolonged stress responses in children's developing nervous systems. The amygdala and prefrontal cortex, brain regions central to emotion processing and self-regulation, show altered maturation patterns in children chronically exposed to such adversity. Studies indicate that these neurobiological changes compound across development, leading to dysregulated cortisol patterns that persist into adolescence and adulthood. Children raised in harsh environments often demonstrate heightened physiological reactivity to minor stressors, a pattern associated with increased vulnerability to anxiety, depression, and behavioral difficulties. Evidence from developmental psychology and neuroscience, research documenting the link between parenting style and stress regulation, has accumulated across multiple disciplines. PubMed databases contain hundreds of peer-reviewed studies examining how adverse childhood experiences reshape the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal HPA axis, the body's primary stress response system. Research published in The Lancet demonstrates that supportive parenting, marked by emotional responsiveness, consistent boundaries, and validation of the child's emotional experience, facilitates optimal development of regulatory capacity. In contrast, harsh parenting impairs the development of top-down prefrontal control mechanisms that enable children to modulate their stress responses appropriately. This research aligns with findings from Nature Medicine studies showing that early life trauma and chronic stress exposure alter epigenetic patterns, potentially affecting gene expression related to stress response regulation. The implications extend beyond immediate behavioral outcomes to include metabolic health, immune function, and long-term cardiovascular risk, implications for child development and clinical practice. These findings carry significant implications for pediatric primary care, mental health services, and early intervention programs. CDC guidance on adverse childhood experiences now emphasizes screening for harsh discipline practices and providing parents with evidence-based alternatives. Clinicians increasingly recognize that children presenting with anxiety, behavioral dysregulation, or somatic complaints may benefit from trauma-informed assessment that considers parenting context. The BMJ has highlighted the importance of universal parenting support programs in primary care settings, particularly targeting families identified as at risk for harsh discipline practices. Effective interventions include parent-child interaction therapy, cognitive behavioral parenting programs, and trauma-focused treatments for affected children. Early identification and supportive intervention during sensitive developmental periods can partially reverse or mitigate the neurobiological changes associated with harsh parenting, though the window for optimal plasticity narrows with age. Broader public health efforts should address socioeconomic stressors, poverty, housing instability, parental mental health conditions that often contribute to harsh parenting. WHO frameworks emphasize that sustainable improvements in child stress regulation require simultaneous attention to family level, community level, and structural determinants of parenting quality. For more on childhood mental health evidence, see our new studies section and clinical updates. Children exposed to harsh parenting show measurably impaired development of stress regulation mechanisms, with evidence demonstrating that these neurobiological changes persist into adolescence and adulthood, increasing vulnerability to anxiety, depression, and behavioral difficulties. Based on Medical Express report on developmental neuroscience research, key takeaways: harsh parenting impairs the development of neural circuits responsible for stress regulation, particularly the prefrontal cortex and amygdala. Children from harsh parenting backgrounds show dysregulated cortisol patterns and heightened physiological reactivity to minor stressors throughout development. Evidence-based interventions, including parent-child interaction therapy and trauma-focused treatments, can partially mitigate the effects of early adversity when delivered during sensitive developmental windows. Addressing socioeconomic determinants of parenting stress is essential for population-level improvements. In-child stress regulation. Frequently asked questions: how does harsh parenting affect the developing brain? Harsh parenting activates prolonged stress responses that alter the structure and function of brain regions controlling emotion regulation, particularly the prefrontal cortex and amygdala. These neurobiological changes can persist into adulthood, increasing vulnerability to anxiety and depression. Research published in developmental neuroscience journals demonstrates these effects occur through dysregulation of the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, the body's primary stress response system. Can the effects of harsh parenting be reversed? Early intervention with evidence-based parenting programs and trauma-focused therapy for affected children can partially mitigate the neurobiological effects, particularly when delivered during sensitive developmental periods. However, the window for optimal neuroplasticity narrows with age, making early identification and intervention critical. Complete reversal of all neurobiological changes is unlikely, but functional improvement in stress regulation and mental health outcomes is achievable. What parenting approaches support optimal stress regulation development? Supportive parenting, characterized by emotional responsiveness, consistent boundaries, validation of emotional experience, and predictable caregiving, facilitates optimal development of stress regulation capacity. Research shows that children raised in such environments develop more adaptive cortisol patterns, stronger prefrontal control mechanisms, and better emotional resilience. Parent training programs teaching these skills have demonstrated measurable improvements in child stress regulation across multiple studies. The emerging consensus in developmental neuroscience points toward the need for integrated, multi-level approaches to supporting healthy parenting and child stress regulation. Future research should examine which specific interventions most effectively restore neural plasticity in children who have experienced harsh parenting, and how community-level supports can reduce the socioeconomic stressors that often drive parenting harshness. Investment in universal parenting support during the early years represents a cost-effective public health priority with long-term benefits for population mental health and well-being. Source: Harshly Parented Children Show Poorer Development of Stress Regulation. At context: parenting linked to weaker stress regulation in children, new research shows. Description: harsh parenting impairs stress regulation development in children through neurobiological changes in the prefrontal cortex and amygdala. Early intervention with evidence-based programs can help. Author: at type organization, name: GMJ editorial team. Publisher: at type organization, name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-19. Date modified: 26-09. At context: does harsh parenting affect the developing brain? Accepted answer: at type answer. Text: harsh parenting activates prolonged stress responses that alter the structure and function of brain regions controlling emotion regulation, particularly the prefrontal cortex and amygdala. These neurobiological changes can persist into adulthood, increasing vulnerability to anxiety and depression. Research published in developmental neuroscience journals demonstrates these effects occur through dysregulation of the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, the body's primary stress response system. At type: question, name: can the effects of harsh parenting be reversed? Accepted answer, at type answer, text. Early intervention with evidence-based parenting programs and trauma-focused therapy for affected children can partially mitigate the neurobiological effects, particularly when delivered during sensitive developmental periods. However, the window for optimal neuroplasticity narrows with age, making early identification and intervention critical. Complete reversal of all neurobiological changes is unlikely, but functional improvement in stress regulation and mental health outcomes is achievable. At type question, name, what parenting approaches support optimal stress regulation development? Accepted answer, text, supportive parenting characterized by emotional responsiveness, consistent boundaries, validation of emotional experience, and predictable caregiving facilitates optimal development of stress regulation capacity. Research shows that children raised in such environments develop more adaptive cortisol patterns, stronger prefrontal control mechanisms, and better emotional resilience. Parent training programs teaching these skills have demonstrated measurable improvements in child stress regulation across multiple studies.